time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, we'll check in with Chris George. He's somewhere in western New York right now, so hopefully we can make a connection with him and get him on the air a little bit later on this morning. We're going to start the day, though, with former Caldwell County High School baseball head coach Bradley Stallings in the studio with us. And Bradley, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Todd.
Yeah, you're former coach, but you're umpiring a little bit now, so you're still around the game. How did you kind of transition from head coaching to umpiring?
Well, I mean, I've been out of coaching for a couple of years now, and my wife and I have been talking, and, you know, my dad asked me the same question. He kind of more the lines on, what are you doing? But anyway, no, it's just something we talked about, and, you know, our middle son, when he was after his freshman year, he just kind of decided, you know, to step away from baseball, that, you know, and I was okay with that, and I'm fine with that, but it kind of left a little void where there was time in between, because our daughter, she's still, you know, she's playing softball, but all her stuff is usually in the summer and the fall, so it just gave a little bit, and it's one thing about the game that I'd never done before. You know, I've been on a field since I was 4 years old somewhere doing something pretty much most of the summers and springs. You know, I've been everything else about it. I've been a fan. I've been a dad. I've been, you know, a coach, a player, but I've never been an umpire. And, you know, it's been enjoyable. It's been different. It's given a different perspective. And, you know, it's unique. There's a lot of things to learn.
Did you have to get a crash course in how to be an umpire?
Well, I guess kind of. The crash course was, here's the scrimmage. Let's work through this. But, no, it was good. But it's been enjoyable to learn some things. I've had to adjust the way you look at things, you know, because being a player and a coach for so long, that's how you look at the game. And then, you know, being an umpire, you kind of got to – you have to look at things differently, not necessarily the things, but like a play of the game. Your eyes have to go different places and angles have to be different. You can't necessarily follow the ball, you know what I'm saying, like you would in a game. So that's been that's been a challenge.
What kind of got you interested in being an umpire?
I don't know. I just – something to do. I talked with Tim Bush 2 or 3 times. We had kicked around ideas. He's done it before for several years since he's gotten out of coaching, and it's just something that I just kind of thought about. And about Christmas, a little after Christmas, it was like, well, if we're going to do it, I'm going to do it this year and see if I like it or not. So,
well, Ricky Baker, former Lyon County head coach, has been out there umpiring some, and like I said, I see Tim all over the place. Every time I go to a ball game, he's umpiring. Right. So I guess that's just what you do when you're done coaching.
Well, it was kind of one of those things. I will tell you that one of the things that got me thinking about it is a couple years ago there was a huge, a very drastic shortage, and to the point where I think we lost a couple games. I think that was Josh's last year that I was helping him, and I just kind of thought right then, I thought, well, daggum, if I ever get out of this, we've got a lot of baseball talent around here with kids.
And, yeah.
You know, you hate to see them not be able to play because somebody's not willing to umpire a game or whatnot. So if I've been playing and coaching for so long, I just kind of thought, well, maybe I could, you know, help from that from happening instead of being, you know, somebody that's complaining all the time. Maybe I could be somebody that's trying to help the solution. Yeah. So that's kind of, you know, that's one of the reasons why I did think about doing it.
Have you seen everybody in the region this year?
No, I have not. I haven't seen everybody, but I have seen a few. One of the top teams that I haven't seen that everybody has talked about, I haven't called a UHA game, but I did see us and them play. I worked that game, the all-A game. And then Henderson. I haven't seen Henderson play yet. So those two teams I have not – well, I've seen UHA, but I haven't officiated one of their games yet.
It feels like overall it's a bit of a down year in the second region. UHA is pretty good. They're ranked in the top 10. Christian County's pretty good. Henderson County's decent. I think this is a prime year for a Caldwell County or a Madisonville North Hopkins to make a deep run in the regional tournament.
You know, I think it is. I think there seems to be about 4 or 5 teams that you could throw in there. Of those 4 or 5, you know, that's some of those you mentioned, I think – because we've talked about this numerous times over the years, it's your depth of pitching staff, especially when you get into the regional tournament. You have to win 3 games in a row, so you have to have that number 3, and you really need a 4 and a decent five.
Yeah.
Because if you need to get into relief pitching, to win it, to have a legit shot at winning it. However, any given night, if one of those is off and you're playing somebody that's on par batting lineup wise, it's a crapshoot at that point. So, yeah, I think so. And I wouldn't – I think we can throw our guys in there. From what I've seen and what they're doing, I think you could throw our boys in there too.
We get some horrible draws in the regional tournament, though.
It seems to.
I think we're like 5 years running where we've drawn the team – in the first round that eventually wins the thing.
Yes, and you know, we were talking about that. I don't remember who it was. It's been a couple weeks ago, about that last year that Josh and I were – that Josh was the head coach here. You know, we had a pretty good team that year, and I think that's the year we got beat like 1-0, 2-1 or something against Madisonville. We'd beat them twice that year, and then they beat us. And then we ended up drawing Hopkinsville in the first round of the region, who ended up winning the thing, which was the only draw that we felt like we – would had a chance not to, you know, to not just win that game. We were going to have to go out and try to throw our best. So that it does come down to a draw. The regional tournament, it does come down to a draw, especially when we're talking about the pitching-wise. I mean, you know, if you get those top two on the same side of the bracket,
you're
on the bottom side, you know, that's a fortune.
Well, the Kaawah County problem the last few years in the regional is that Kaawah County has just been good enough that if they draw a good team – they have to throw a good pitcher. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's going to pitch off against Caldwell. So if you're Caldwell, you're going into that first round game all the time seeing somebody's best pitcher.
It is. But, you know, you kind of – and that's why during the season you want to play a very a good schedule. You want to play, you know, a schedule that's going to challenge you, a schedule that you're going to have to compete on a daily basis. So that to me is something over the years that I always went back to is, you know, there comes days where, you know, you want to play some teams that you can use that your younger pitchers won't need to throw. But for the most part, day in, day out, you want to play people that are going to challenge you, especially pitching wise, because when you run up in baseball, when you run up against somebody who doesn't have the pitching staff and they're throwing, you know, a pitcher that's just there, let's say, try to be as couth as possible.
Yeah.
So that's just there. Sometimes it takes you 3, 4, 5 days to get back on track. I mean, it can throw you off that much as a hitter. So it can take you a while to get back on track from that.
It's a bit of a compliment, though, that other teams think they have to throw somebody really good at you to get by you, because teams are looking ahead, and if they see a big game coming up, you kind of want to save that number one pitcher for the big game, but if you don't get to that game, it didn't do you any good.
That's right. So. It absolutely is, and that's really the reputation that you want. You know, you want that reputation of you better not sleep on us.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you want. That's what – you know, to me, that's what you prepare all winter for. You know, I don't want to be anybody's sleeper. You know,
right.
I want you coming to this game wide awake. So, you know, the old saying, iron sharpens iron, and it does. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, we can – I mean, let's be honest. As you go through the year, you think about this. Other than your district games, what difference does it make if you're 3 games over .500 or you only have 3 losses if – you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Because if you can win those 3 games, you can get to Lexington just as good as anybody else. You know, over the years, one of the best teams about that we competed against was Union County. You know, they'd come into the daggum regional tournament every year with a .500 record. But somehow they would end up in the semifinals or the finals, it seemed like, every year. And that's a testament to what Coach Robinson did over there over the years. And, I think that's probably the best way to approach it. And you want your kids to play in big games, because when you get to that semifinals of the region, the stadium's usually full. Mm-hmm. The pressure's usually on. You can palpably feel it. It's a different feeling. And if you're not used to it, you can get a little shell-shocked a little bit.
You had some really good teams at Kaawah County, not just the two that won the region. I mean, you had several teams that were right there and just, for whatever reason, didn't win the region. I mean, it could have been a nice – big streak there for a while.
Some of that was lack of coaching, I believe. But
I don't know about that. But you know, it was nice that we always had talent and that you always went into the regional tournament thinking, "Hey, we've got a shot."
And that's kind of the mindset that we set out with every year. You know, and a lot of that comes down to, you know, if you're going to do it, and And this is one of the reasons when I knew it was time for me to step away. And I think I've shared that story with you several times. But we were throwing batting practice. I was throwing batting practice in the old Butler in our cage. And I think it was like 2 weeks after football had ended. So it was before Christmas. And it's the first time I've ever sat there and thought, you know what, Bradley, there's 500 things that I need to be doing. And I went home and I talked to Stephanie, and she kind of smiled and she said, I could tell your demeanors as you were leaving the morning that wasn't the same. And I said, well, I've always told myself if I ever got to that point, it was time to kind of step away. And so going back to where that story came from was, you know, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right, because the boys deserve that, you know. And so when you start working, it's time to go. Like every day when you step in the batting cage, when you're taking ground balls, do it with a purpose. You know, there's all kinds of time to laugh around and cut up. But when we're there to go to work, it's time to go to work, because there needs to be one goal in mind, and that's it. And when you get everybody, and I know it's cliche, but it's cliche for a reason, because it works. When you get everybody on the same page with one heartbeat, pulling the rope in the same direction, you don't know, anything can happen at that point, because it's hard to beat a bunch of boys that believe they're going to win every day. It's just hard to beat them.
Well, you look at the All-A Classic, and we lost to University Heights Academy in the championship of the second region All-A Classic. It was a pretty good ball game.
Yes, it was.
UHA went and won the state championship. Yes, so that's how close you were to being, you know, with a chance maybe to go to state and win that thing if you get by UHA.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, the high school boys, they're not dummies. They understand. They can see that for themselves too. Mm-hmm. So you can approach that in that direction. And I think that's hopefully what our boys have done, because that's what I said earlier. I mean, Jeff Riley and I were the ones, the administrators that day and during different things. And so when I watched that game, it, you know, play here, play there, a hit there, hit there. You know, we're right in that ball game, and so I think that's something our boys can take. And you know, it was fun watching them that day.
Yeah.
I know we came up on the short end of the stick, but they competed. Mm-hmm. And if you can compete in that situation, you know, that's a feather in your cap, because that's part of that feeling. You know, that game had a postseason feeling. You know, that day, it was a good crowd.
Yeah.
It had a different feel to it. It wasn't just a regular season game. And that's the kind of things I'm talking about preparing you for, you know, the postseason.
Yeah. We're talking this morning with former Kaw County High School baseball head coach Bradley Stallings. We need to get to a break on the show. We'll be back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
Got the sniffles or a scratchy throat? Don't let germs crash your plans. Swing by Princeton Drugs Drive-Thru, where testing for the flu, COVID, or strep takes less time than your favorite song. Skip the waiting room shuffle. Stay in your car and let the pros handle it. For only $40, you'll get quick results, a prescription if needed, and even a note for work or school. Next time you want hustle, not hassle, remember Princeton Drug Drive-Thru testing is your fast track to feeling good and moving on to what's next.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice for Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, talking with Bradley Stallings this morning. A little bit later on this morning, we'll catch up with Chris George, who's somewhere in New York, but Bradley, I think we've made connection with Chris, so I think we're going to be able to talk to him. He's had some interesting travels.
The world traveler. Yeah.
You know, we were talking about baseball and spring sports. I've long been a person who thought spring sports are far too short. We blow through spring sports season.
We do. It seems like we jam a lot of things in there in the last month and a half. It seems like it is. And you have to play so many times a week because you never know about the weather.
Yeah.
And then when you get a year like this where we hardly get any rain out, you know, it makes for a marathon season that's actually a sprint, you know.
Well, and once you get a district game or two rained out, you have to make those up. So typically you have to cancel another game with somebody. So somebody else loses a game and they have to find somebody. So usually by the last 2 weeks of the season, everybody's schedule has been blown up.
It has, and it's tiresome. And when the season's over, I remember as a head coach, coaching staff in general, you're wore out because those rainout games, you're usually out there working on the field trying to get them in, and then. So it's a never-ending process, but it was enjoyable. It was very enjoyable, and I loved it. If somebody said I didn't, I'd be lying. Yeah. I loved it. So,
well, we got to make a lot of trips to Lexington with the baseball team.
We did, and it was fun. It was fun for those boys. Hopefully, those are lifelong memories for those boys. I'm sure they are. Mm-hmm. I think about those young men this time of year a lot. Events that happen and. But not just those that went to Lexington, a lot of the guys over the years, too. Something will happen, and it'll remind you of a play that was similar, or an event that was similar, or something silly that was similar, over those years. It's something that I look back on very fondly, and ultimately I hope that the guys, the men, now they're young men, some of them are older men, they're mid-30s now. Hopefully they look back on that with as much enjoyment as I was to be able to coach them.
We had the two regional championships during that time, and I always say you've got to catch a break somewhere to win a regional championship no matter how good you are.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look back on those two seasons, one of the years we won the regional championship, the championship game was delayed because of a big storm that blew through Hopkins County Central, and we got some pitching back the next day, which helped.
Yes.
And then the next year, we were down 1-0 in the seventh inning to University Heights in the first round. They misplay a ball in the outfield, and we end up winning it 2-1. So it seems like, you used to talk with Pat Gates about that all the time with the football team. When you win a state championship, somewhere along the way, you caught a break somewhere.
You absolutely do.
Yeah.
And even if it's not in that tournament atmosphere, in that tournament time, you can look back in the regular season and you can look, especially in football, you can look back and look at a play here or there that allowed you to be the first seed in the district or the set. There's always something, that you can look back on, and it kind of brings a sense of thankfulness and kind of humbles you a little bit. Yeah. Like, what if this didn't happen? Then everything's completely different. And so – but, we say that, yes, but you still have to put yourself in those opportunities for those plays to happen.
Yeah.
You have to be in an advantageous situation for those things to happen and then take advantage of them when they do happen.
Yeah. Now, I asked you this earlier about the St. Louis Cardinals game last night. You said you didn't see the end of it, but, man, it was nerve-wracking.
I'm sure it was. I told you earlier, I've kept up with them this year more than I have in the last 3 or 4 years simply because they're actually fun to watch this year. They're young. They play hard, so it's been a lot more enjoyable to. And I haven't got a chance to watch a lot of them, but I have kept a lot with their highlights and that kind of thing. So we talk about spring sports being jammed in high school, but I do think Major League Baseball season is way too long. It's just monotonous and it's way too long.
It's definitely a marathon. And. But, everybody wants those 81 home games. I'm sure baseball owners would take more home games.
I'm sure they would. If you don't believe that, just look what the NCAA is about to do with the tournament to destroy it, to add some more teams. But we'll leave that one alone.
I didn't think there were 68 teams that needed to be in it this year, so we sure don't need to be expanding it.
I don't know how they're going to do that. All I did was see that headline, and I just kind of rolled my eyes like, yeah. And Jeff Riley and I talk about this all the time. you know, one of my great friends, but this is something we butt heads with a lot. And I've always said, you know, there's nothing wrong with more football, but I could read the tea leaves a little bit. Once they start expanding in college football, they're going to keep expanding.
Yeah.
And so, you know, college football is – the regular season is not college basketball, and it never was intended to be. So when you start adding so many more teams, mm-hmm. I mean, yes, it's fun to watch, but it also kind of takes away from what makes, I think, college football so special. Yeah. And yeah, two teams wasn't enough. I think, you know, we can all agree on that. But it seems like they're going to push and push and push till they get to 24. And I don't know what year ever number 24 has ever been able to compete for a national championship. But
it takes away from the regular season. And sometimes I think we rush to get to the postseason and we worry about, can the Cardinals win the World Series or get to the playoffs? Can Kentucky get to the Final Four or win a championship? But it's about – it's the journey, you know. That it's like college football games. Each Saturday is supposed to be a special event, and if you just have playoffs forever, you kind of take away the specialness of just that Saturday afternoon at the ball field, you know.
You know, I think you do. I do think – you know, I was being a little cheeky a while ago. I do think the BCS model, when we had two teams, I mean, that obviously robbed some teams that probably deserved to play for a national championship. Well, there's no probably to it. You know, I mean, the number four team in a year probably deserves to play for a national championship.
Yeah.
You know, so that model was kind of, you know, rudimentary, I think, in how it was done. But, you know, once you start throwing money and that kind of stuff in it, I don't know where you stop. And, you know, that's kind of what it's become is, you know, TV. And you know, once you allow the people that don't have an investment in the betterment of the game to get involved in the main part of the game, you're asking for some trouble down the line.
One of these days you'll have to come back and we'll talk about all the rule changes and stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. like to every sport. We were fine for 100 years and now we have to reinvent every sport.
And, you know, there's some things I don't think are bad. You know, I have not seen it this year in baseball, but I don't think that double first base is bad. I have seen a couple collisions this year in baseball calling games. And I think if we had that double base at first, it would do away with that. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, once you get the first, it now becomes the old
right.
Back to the – I think that's a good addition to the game, especially at the high school level. I think that's a very good addition to the game because it's a safety thing,
yeah.
You know. But there are little things like that I think we can tweak and make better. And I think next year or the year after one of those two, it's becoming mandatory
okay.
In high school baseball. So – I do kind of think that's one of the things that would make it better. So there are things like that that would help, I think. But when you go changing, you know, the whole outlook of the game, then I think you get into are we protecting the game itself?
Yeah. We could do a whole show on that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning and talking baseball with us. And, yeah, we'll get you back in here one of these days to just talk about all the rule changes and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And, you know, I think it's been a good year for our kids. And hopefully I'll get to see our kids play a little more. And hopefully they'll make it long into the playoffs. And so I guess we leave here by saying go Tigers.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
All right. Appreciate it.
Bradley Stallings, former Kaawa County High School baseball head coach, with us this morning. We'll continue with more on the Sideline Report after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Lance Stallings and Stallings Auto Sales, and we are humbled that you voted Stallings Auto Sales as your favorite used car dealer again this year. Come see why. Stallings Auto Sales, Hopkinsville.
Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. Sunny skies, 65 degrees this afternoon, 45 and mostly cloudy tonight, 66 and mostly cloudy on Friday, 43 and mostly cloudy Friday night, and then Saturday, Derby Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 63, back in the upper 30s Saturday night. But back to this afternoon, 65 and sunny in southwestern Kentucky.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
Hometown, community, local. Words you might hear in an ad for a community bank, but those are more than words, are the cornerstone that Fredonia Valley Bank is built upon. Our employees are local, hometown friends and neighbors, folks you go to church with or see coaching your kids' ball team. We're dedicated to providing quality customer service as you cash your check, apply for that new business loan or farm loan. I'm Ty Engelbright, loan officer in Eddyville. Come by and see what community banking is all about. Our staff in Fredonia and Eddyville will show you the difference. That is community banking. Fredonia Valley Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R Agripire. It takes grit to grow your lawn care business. You need mowers to mash. Kubota has reliable, professional-grade equipment and fleet solutions so you can focus on cutting lawn after lawn. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 1.99% APR for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimer for full disclaimer.
H&R Agripower, 4900 Eagle Way, Hopkinsville, is your home for Kubota sales, parts, and service.
Start your Sunday mornings with singing. It's the Sunday Singing starting at 6 on 1580 103.3 online at WPKYOnline.com and your free app. Hello, I'm Ken Cummins.
I am Eddie Boone.
We're your hosts along with these rotating churches: Eddy Creek Baptist, Cedar Bluff Baptist, Lebanon Baptist, Pleasant Hill Baptist, and on the fifth Sunday, the Caldwell Lion Baptist Association. It's the Sunday Singing every Sunday starting at 6 in the morning and repeated at noon on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks to Bradley Stallings for coming in this morning. A little bit later on, Chris George is going to be with us on the show. It's a big sports day, though, here in Princeton. We have track senior day at Tiger Stadium with activities out there getting underway about 5 o'clock today. The Tiger baseball team will play a varsity doubleheader over at Riverside Park in Dawson Springs today. And Kaw County softball plays at home against Trigg County. Our next Kaw County broadcast here on WPKY will be Friday night when the Tigers host Lyon County at the VFW ballpark. Stay with us. We'll talk to Chris George right after this timeout here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
For traditional listings or auctions, contact Atlas Real Estate and Auction Services, an experienced and trusted local firm. Estate, land, auctions, waterfront, and homes.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations! It's a girl!
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Experience the thrill of the all-new Chevrolet Trax at Trice Hughes in Princeton, where style meets cutting-edge technology and amazing value. With an impressive 30 miles per gallon, you'll enjoy every drive, from your daily commute to weekend getaways. Right now, drive home the 2026 Chevrolet Trax and save up to $1,000 off MSRP, only for a limited time. So head to Trice Hughes or map out your upgrade at TriceHughes.com and discover just how fun driving can be.
Golf Lesson, starring Catherine Brown of the UK Women's Golf Team, and Wade.
Let's just say your loan advice is a lot more accurate than your aim.
Yeah, I think I got a slight hook.
Six swings and six balls in Lake Barkley.
Well, any advice?
Yes, I think your lesson today will be how to take a penalty drop. Farmers Bank, service that's always on target, unlike Wade's drive.
Drop it here?
No, not on the green.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Did you know every time you shop in our big deal store, you're not just grabbing a great bargain? You're supporting local businesses right here in our community? At WPKY, the Big Deals Program allows local businesses to trade gift certificates for advertising, helping them grow as they reach more customers. And don't we all want our business community to grow? Help our local business community thrive and save money, too. Shop Big Deals at WPKYOnline.com and make a difference. Visit WPKYOnline.com and click on Big Deals today.
Brother Edge Weather Center forecast: sunny skies, 65 degrees this afternoon. Then tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 45. 66 and mostly sunny on Friday, 43 and mostly cloudy Friday night. But back to this afternoon, 65 and sunny in southwestern Kentucky.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. And now we're going to see if we can track down Chris George, who is somewhere in New York today. Chris, do you have us?
Can you hear me, Todd?
Yeah, I've got you. Where are you at this morning?
Okay, well, I got one bar.
Okay.
I'm driving.
Oh, and I think we lost Chris. So he only had one bar. We'll see if he can.
I'm here.
Okay, here.
Can you hear me, Todd?
Yeah, I've got you again.
Okay, yeah, driving through the mountains of western New York, trying to get back to Albany so I can come back to the beautiful bluegrass.
So what are you doing in New York to begin with?
Well, I actually do a conference for work, but in my finest style, when you work, you got to also figure out how to play. So I actually came early and got to go to the Hall of Fame, which is an hour and a half from Albany, but I'm leaving Lake Placid right now.
Okay, well, first things first, we got to talk about the Hall of Fame. You toured the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. What did you see that impressed you up there?
Well, a lot. Actually, I was more impressed with the little town of Cooperstown than I was anything else. I've also been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Todd, and it's very impressive, and in the finest NFL style, it's overwhelming and big. And when I pulled onto what I guess is Main Street of Cooperstown, I'm looking around for like this big, magnificent building that would be the Baseball Hall of Fame. And the Baseball Hall of Fame could really be George Coon Public Library, because that's how unassuming the building is.
Oh, wow.
Just a building in the middle of a street with a bunch of other buildings.
Yeah, see, I think
no
that would be the
circumstance at all.
I think that would be the ultimate trip for a baseball fan, though. That, to me, that's bigger than Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, as I walked around what been downtown Princeton, Kentucky, or Fountain Square in Bowling Green, I was more impressed with everything around it. You had Doubleday Field in just what was essentially a parking lot. And then all these shops just dedicated to baseball. I probably spent another 2 hours after going through the Hall of Fame just going through every shop that was on Main Street. It was either somewhere to eat, little mom and pop places to eat, or a shop dedicated to baseball. And it was everything.
Now, did you pick up a new hat while you were there?
I did not. The hat I wanted, they did not have in my size. So I've got to order it when I get home, have it shipped. Their museum store was being renovated, and so they had limited stock, so I did not get my Hall of Fame hat, but I did get quite a few other things.
Now, how far is it from Cooperstown up to Lake Placid?
Well, like I said, my base of operations was Albany to start out, so you go an hour and a half one way, back toward, I believe, closer going back to the New England states to go to Cooperstown. And to go to Albany, you go to go to Lake Placid, you go 2 hours the other direction toward Canada.
Okay.
Which is why the rental car lady kept asking me, are you taking the car to Canada? And I'm like, no, I'm not taking the car to Canada.
That might be cool if you did, though. You know, it might be cool if you'd gone to Canada.
I guess.
Yeah.
Lake Placid is probably about an hour or so from Montreal.
Okay.
What it looked like on the map. So it was pretty cool. Lake Placid was also pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, Lake Placid, that's the Miracle on Ice you're talking about right there.
Correct. I actually got to tour. The conference was held in the conference center, which is actually connected to the Olympic Center. So I actually got to go into locker room number 5, which is where they gave the famous speech before the game with the Russians, and also got to see the 1932 Olympic rink and the 1980 Olympic ring. So that was an unexpected surprise.
Yeah, that's like holy ground to hockey fans. And you know, that's something that can never, ever happen again. You're never going to see a bunch of amateur players be able to go out and take on a bunch of professional players and beat them in a situation like that. And some people may not remember that that was actually a semifinal game. It wasn't the championship. The Americans beat the Russians in the semis that year and then had to go on and win the championship the next day. Chris, you still with us? We lost you just a little bit there for a minute. Chris, can you hear us? All right, we've lost Chris George for just a second. We're going to take a break here on the Sideline Report. We'll see if we can get Chris back and have more after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Take control of your health journey with Dr. John Mobley at Caldwell Medical Center. Specializing in bariatric surgery using the Lap-Band system, Dr. Mobley brings over 25 years of expertise to help you achieve lasting weight loss, enjoy personalized consultations, ongoing education, and dedicated support, all from one location. Don't wait to transform your tomorrow. Contact Caldwell Medical Center today. Better health, better life. Right here, close to home.
Dirty or low oil can seriously shorten the life of your engine. That's why the certified service experts at Trice Hughes in Princeton undergo extensive training to understand your vehicle's engine and oil needs. With regular oil changes from their experienced team, you can trust your vehicle is ready to perform its best mile after mile. Don't let neglect keep you off the road. Visit Trice Hughes for your next oil change and keep your vehicle running strong. Schedule today at TriceHughes.com.
Transform your home into a paradise with the Home Rejuvenation Giveaway. Imagine a room makeover with a prize pack worth $3,300. Don't let this incredible opportunity pass you by. Enter today at WPKYonline.com. Contest ends April 30th.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. We think we have Chris George back now from New York. Chris, are you with us?
I can hear you, Todd. Can you
Excellent.
Hear me?
Yeah, we've got you good. I was just talking about the miracle on ice and how that could never, ever happen again because you're never going to have that situation where you have college players for one team and then the professionals on the other. So, you know, the rules have all been changed, but that was a moment in time that, like I said, Lake Placid, that's holy ground to hockey fans.
Oh, it is. And much like Cooperstown, everything about that area, it is actually called Main Street, where the Olympic Center is it's all about USA Hockey. I was saying when it cut us off, I did not know till this week, our last day or so, that Al Michaels was not originally supposed to call the Russian United States match. He was on another event and they moved him to that. So you would not get the "Do you believe in miracles" if he had stayed on his original event. I also learned this week that Lake Placid has had an athlete from the area in every Winter Olympics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's just amazing. And that's something that town is very proud of and tells people, like, you know, we've had somebody in every Winter Olympics.
You know, I think Keith Jackson was actually supposed to call the hockey, and he took another sport, and that opened it up for Al Michaels to step in. And like you said, we'd never got the "Do you believe in miracles?" Yes, if that all hadn't worked out like that.
That's right. I mean, you know, just to experience that, like I said, that was a cherry on top of the piece of pie for the week, was to get to do that. And I had no idea. I knew we were going to Lake Placid for the event. I knew there was probably there, but who knew it was going to be connected to the Olympic Center? I mean, it was just amazing. And I was just like, oh my God, you know, for a sports fan and a history buff to get to see that, and the way they just give the public free access to something like that, you can just walk in.
Wow.
I just walked in. Yeah, they were like, no, you can just walk in and look. Let you walk in the locker room and everything. It was amazing.
Now I'm going to have to go back and watch the movie again.
And that's what I said to somebody yesterday. I said at the event, I said, you know, now I got to go back and watch this movie. Actually, on the plane, I'm going to watch a Netflix documentary about it.
Well, hope you're having safe travels up that way, and sounds like a fantastic trip. While we've got you, though, I do want to get your take on University of Kentucky sports, as we're always talking about the Cats, and what's going on with UK right now as far as football and men's basketball and even women's basketball.
Really excited about football. Will Stein seems to be out there big game hunting and recruiting. Just renewed my season ticket, so I'm real excited to see what type of product he's going to put on the field. I mean, he's, you know, after what Indiana did, it gives you hope that you get the right guy in there. And I was a Stoops guy, but you get the right guy in there, you know, maybe you get some juice in the program and see what happens. And SEC is a lot harder to compete in, but, you know, you just know what happens. As far as women's basketball, Kenny Brooks seems to be doing his thing. And men's basketball, we just need to – I'm one of the most critical of Mark Pope, but I just hope he goes, like I say, in the group chat with you and Gary. Go out and build your team. Don't build the team that the fans want or that the media wants. Build your team, Mark Pope, and see what you can do.
Well, I'm still on the Mark Pope bandwagon, but I do think that this upcoming year for Mark Pope and the Kentucky basketball team is one that we have to look at with a critical eye, and I think it's a big year for UK basketball.
I think it is a critical year for the program, for him. He has not had the recruiting success he needs, like you said, you or Gary one said in the text. I'm concerned that players are out. And count me as one is glad that he didn't get Tyron Stokes.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And you mentioned football there a little bit. It's great that Coach Stein is doing so good. But when you look at the Southeastern Conference as a whole, Kentucky's still kind of middle of the pack in recruiting. But I do think Kentucky got that hire right. I think Coach Stein was absolutely the right guy to go and get. It's just the Southeastern Conference in football. It's so difficult to move up the ladder in football.
You know, you got to get lucky, and the schedule in the SEC is just brutal. You don't get a week off even if you're playing.
Yeah, Chris, we're losing you just a little bit again. Yeah, you still with us?
I can hear you.
Okay, we got you again. You're back.
But I doubt you can hear me.
No, I got you.
I just said, you know, not to disparage the ACC or the Big Ten or even the Big 12, but, you know, the bottom feeder teams in that conference – sometimes you get a week off. You know, you can skate by. In the SEC, there are no week off. You know, even with Kentucky last year being down, you still had to come in and beat them because they're capable of beating you. Look at what, you know, look at some of the game, you know, look at some of the things. They kept it close in some games and made some teams have to go out and beat them. And that's just life in the SEC. Like it says, it just means more.
Yeah, Chris, I don't know if you got to hear any of the interview I had with Bradley Stallings earlier, but he's umpiring baseball now, and I just wonder, are you still getting to umpire some baseball there in the fourth region?
I have unofficially retired from umpiring. I still help the guys out, but the days that I'm not ripping and running everywhere else, I enjoy not having to go to the ball field. I miss going to the ball field, but at the same time, I'm tired, Todd, you know. And like I heard a lot of what Bradley said, the game's just changed. Fans make it tough. And I've got plenty of bars now, so
good,
fans make it tough to go out there, and it, you know, it's just not the same anymore. And my thing is what I tell our signing secretary all the time, who's like, just come out, I need you. And I'm like, I've been there and done that, man. Let some of these other guys do it now. That's got the energy and the juice to want to do it.
Well, do you get to come home and take a little break when you get down in New York? Do you get a little break after this? No. Where are you headed to next?
I got two. Next is Florida, and then I got a meeting, annual meeting I do in D.C. every May. But if I can just get through these last two, then I do get a break.
Okay. Well, you'll have to come back and be in the studio and tell us all about your trip.
Yeah, we got to get Gary in there. It's time for another Golden Clipboard edition.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
I was going to say about the Hall of Fame, one of the people I was just looking at all the baseball cards and everything in there, I thought about Kent Reed. And I'm like, Kent would love this place. I don't know if he's listening today or not, but if he is, he was one of many people I thought baseball cards, everything, and how much they love baseball, like so many of us. I was like, you know, the Field of Dreams is baseball heaven. I'm not sure what Cooperstown in the Hall of Fame is.
Well, it sounds like a great trip, and we're starting to lose you a little bit again, and we're about out of time. So, Chris, I appreciate you coming on this morning and making this work. We knew you were going to be traveling and that, you know, it's going to be iffy if we had a connection, but, you know, I think we made it work this morning. Yeah, I think we've lost Chris, but we do appreciate Chris coming on the show today. And also thanks to Bradley Stallings for coming on today. Don't forget, Kaawah County Track will have its senior night today out at Tiger Stadium, a big track meet here with activities beginning about 5 o'clock. Kaawah County Baseball goes on the road today. They'll play a doubleheader over at Dawson Springs at Riverside Park, 2 varsity games there. Lady Tiger Softball at home today taking on Trigg County. Our next broadcast here on WPKY is coming up on Friday. We'll have the Tigers and the Lyon County Lions from the VFW ballpark Friday afternoon, immediately following our 5 o'clock newscast. That's going to wrap us up this morning on the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.